This other kid, he goes, "Hey, how's it going?" Kid goes, "I hate you. I'm gonna murder you and cut your face off and then put it on my face and then look in the mirror and make fun of myself. That's how much I hate you." So I saw that and I thought, all right, yep, this is a problem. Wow, that was terrifying. God damn, that's not bullying and teasing. That's some demented shit to say to another person. Bullying and teasing is the nonsense I did when I was a kid. Hey, you're fat. Hey, you're brown. Shut up, you bozo. Get out of here, you ding-dong. That's fine. Do that all day. No one's gonna get hurt. I would have never went up to some fat kid and been like, "I hate you. I'm gonna murder you and cut your fat off. Then use it to make a fat suit. And then dress up as a fat housekeeper a la Mrs. Doubtfire. Then I'm gonna start working for your family." Now, that was a psycho zone everyone agreed not to go into. And it's so hard to see this documentary because nothing happens to the bully kids. They're beating the crap out of the kids, saying this awful stuff. Nothing happens. That wouldn't fly in the adult world. That wouldn't be tolerated in any workplace or anything like that. Like, that wouldn't fly at IKEA. Like, if you worked at IKEA and you went up to some other employee like, "I'm gonna murder you, fucking dork," they'd be like, "All right, Phil, you can't sell lamps anymore. Get out, you're done. Get out. But look at him, he's a nerd. You're a psychopath. Get your meatball severance package and leave." I felt so bad for the kids, man. They would try to tell the teachers. Teachers wouldn't do anything. Kid goes up to the teacher once and he's like, "He said he's gonna cut my arms off and glue it to my butt so I look like a minotaur." Teacher's just like, well, maybe he won't do it. See you later. Do something, man. I remember one time when I was a kid and someone actually physically hit me when I was growing up in South Carolina, and I'll never forget what happened. Kid hits me. I go tell the teacher.